You want to live to be 120, 140, there's only two basic things. It's real simple, two things to remember. Number one, you have to avoid the pitfalls. You have to not step on the landmines, I call it. And those of you in the military, you know what that means. You do something stupid like step on one of those things, you kill yourself wastefully or unnecessarily. And of course, if you play Russian roulette or smoke excessively or drink excessively or wear a black sweatsuit and run down the middle of the highway at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get struck by a car. All of those things are foolhardy, but it's amazing how many tens of thousands of people die in America from doing those stupid things every year. It's amazing. In fact, there's these kids who sat in the middle of the highway because it was done in a movie and whatnot and got killed, the college kids. It's amazing. The last thing I will share with you on that subject of avoiding the landmines, I'd suggest very strongly to you that you avoid going to doctors. Because given half a chance, they will kill you. And I'm going to back up that statement, which is a pretty strong statement, with a statement from Ralph Nader's group in January of 1993, just about a year and a half ago, January 13th. He put out a news release based on a three-year study on the causes of death in American hospitals, and it was a 1,500-page report, this three-year study, and I'm not going to waste your time or mine by going over the whole thing word for word, but the bottom line says a lot. The bottom line says a lot. And here it is, quote, this is from Ralph Nader now. He's a consumer advocate, for those of you who don't know him, who watches out for us. Quote, 300,000 Americans are killed each year in hospitals alone as a result of medical negligence, unquote. I'm going to read that figure again because it's a huge figure. Quote, 300,000 Americans are killed each year in hospitals alone as a result of medical negligence, unquote. Now, he didn't say slipped away quietly out of neglect in a corner somewhere while they're waiting for an x-ray. He used the word killed. When you use the word killed, that means there was a procedure the doctor was doing went wrong somehow. That means that they gave them a wrong prescription. They put a decimal point in the wrong spot and gave them an incorrect dosage. These people were killed. 300,000. To appreciate how big a figure that is, you have to compare that with our military losses in Vietnam over 10 years, where we lost 56,000 people over 10 years, or an average of only 5,600 a year, on a field of battle where people had guns and artillery and explosives trying to kill each other. And millions of people poured out into the streets and protested that war. We had political anarchy in the last 3 years of the war. Students took over universities and colleges with guns and explosives. National Guardsmen shot students at Kent State in Ohio. We chased a president out of the presidency for 5,600 military personnel a year. And here's one profession that takes your tax money in the form of Medicare and Medicaid and kills 300,000 of us a year, according to Ralph Nader, and I believe him, he has no axe to grind. And you can go out in the street any day of the week in any city, and there isn't even a crazy street preacher out there with a sign that says, protect us from doctors. I want you to think about that, folks. That's number one. You have to avoid stepping on the landmines. So there's a certain value in treating yourself when you can, or preventing disease so you don't have to get treated.